Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Whoops, forgot to loop. That's right. Oh, boy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Eric Zane Show podcast. The workplace staff meeting is behind me. So a lot of people are like, hey, what do you do during those? What do you do? Well, I post the first act of the podcast is what I do. And nod. There's a lot of talk in those about this is what's coming up this week at the radio station. We got this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hang on. This is bugging me. I got to fix this. Ah. All right. Better. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. I'll be all over it. Thank you for being here for Act Two of the podcast. Still in the mode of thinking about dumping the fraud bus. I would say I'm 60 to 70% as of right now in the dumping phase. I'm taking a bath one way or the other. I might as well, you know, do that as quickly as possible. I think the longer I wait, the more damage this is. You know, the thing's value gets lower and lower with every passing day. I think David had some sound advice. Dump that pile of shit, regroup, and end that chapter ASAP. Jeremy says, post the podcast, nod, and agree to speak to Rotarians without realizing I'm agreeing to speak to Rotarians. That actually happened. God, that was crazy. Hey, we're here for our call-ins. We're riding around Michigan on motorcycles, raising funds for sick kids. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Click. Dumbass. All right. So there you go. I am off after this podcast gets done and busy as a bee today. This is, you know, seriously, when it comes to like actually taking time off, I have to go ahead and like prepare for it, which is fine. And then you go, and then when you come back, I'm right back into the mix of it. And today is remarkable because Jackie says, hey, can you go let the dog out today? I've got an issue. I need an assist. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. But it's just like I got to get that done as quickly as possible because I'm doing another podcast with Christian Blatt at 2 p.m. for Who Are These Broadcasters? Which is always a good time. I love doing that show. And then after that, I got to take the fraud bus in and drop it off to these to the folks over at General. All right. I don't know why I'm explaining to you the things I have to do. It's just I'm kind of like doing it for my own mental well-being. I have to get my ducks in a row. You ever do duck in a row? So one of the things I have is on the horizon in 1 week in... 1 week and 3 days, my daughter is getting married. Madison is getting married. So there's a list of things that I have to take care of. This is all considered to be front burner shit. You got to get this done. And one of the things is we got this guy who's a chef. He's a friend of the family. And he makes the best Asian food on the planet. And all my kids love it when he caters. And So he's catered graduation parties for Madison and Jackie. Jim wanted him to cater, but because he had tried his food, and he goes, "I want Mr. Esteban to cater," and I'm like, "Who's this Mr. Esteban? Fuck this guy!" And so I didn't book him, and I hired this other dude to do like food for Jim's graduation party. And then eventually I tried Mr. Esteban's food. I was like, God, this is good. So then I booked him for my daughter's graduation parties. Well, Jim has held that over my head forever. He's like, "Oh, yeah, how come they got Mr. Esteban and I wanted Mr. Esteban?" And I explained it to him every time. I go, "Well, I didn't think Mr. Esteban was good. And I hired a fucking chef for yours. So shut the fuck up," I'm thinking to myself. But what I did say, first of all, my lovely daughter-in-law stepped in and said, "What your dad had for your graduation party was great. It was very expensive, and it was excellent." And I said, "Thank you, Aubrey. I appreciate that." And then I said, "And Jim, you bring that up all the time. Do I need to bring up one of the 8 million things that I could bring up? I mean, do I need to, when you bring up that I didn't hire Mr. Esteban for your fucking graduation party, do I need to bring up solar system project? Because if we're going to go down the road of things that you feel slighted about from the past, and yours is, I didn't get the right food for your graduation party, I think that pales in comparison to the solar system project incident, asshole. So shut the fuck up." I'm kidding, but not. You know, I don't want him to take that personally. That's what people do these days. "Oh my God, I can't believe what you said on the podcast." I have to be very careful these days about what I say. I don't think that'll be a problem, but there are people that listen that like everything's a problem. And I'm like, you know, I got out of the business of having people bust my balls for what I say many years ago. So fuck off. Deal with it. I don't give a shit. The fuck you gonna do? "Well, this is gonna affect the relationship." Ah, fuck the relationship, you thin-skinned prick. Go fuck yourself. I don't want to deal with this. Where was I going with that? I was going... Okay, so... Wait a minute. I was talking about Mr. Esteban and the food. Oh, one of the things I need to do. Mr. Esteban says, "Do you have a Blackstone I can borrow at the venue? I need a Blackstone. I've got everything else, but I need a Blackstone." Pooh Bear says, "We do." And she comes home and she goes, "Okay. This thing has sat in the box for long enough. Last Father's Day, so 1 year ago, I got a Blackstone. And it has been in my garage, unopened, for one full year. Now, I was not looking for one of these, but that's a very nice gift. And I can't wait to use it. But I haven't gotten around to, like, even opening the box. So I've got an unopened Blackstone griddle in my garage." And so now I've got 1 week and 3 days to get that thing up and running. So, I mean, I can do that. But I've heard people describe to me that there's a, like when you build it, you can't like just start cooking on it. You have to like season it, which I think that involves like, you know, you got to put like an oil on it and then clean the grill and then redo it and then clean the grill and then redo it. That's what Bob's talking about. You got to season those before the first use. Yeah. And I think that that's a pain in the cock. Like, you got to put ice on it and then scrape it all off and then wipe it down and then do it all again. Rebecca says it's essentially a cast iron pan. I see. So that's part of my list of things to do, which is why it's such a drag that I have to take time out of my very valuable time and money to take this goddamn RV back to the dealership for yet another catastrophe. And I've had it. Now, when you sell, I can sell the RV by, it's called consignment. Like, I basically tell the dealership, sell this thing for me, and then they take a fee for that, like the advertising of it and all that shit. And that might be worth it. Okay? Might be worth it. That's really pissing me off. God damn it. But I think you're right, David. It's time to unload the fraud bus. I want to talk a little bit about Diddy and his trial. And this is a clip that I saw. Thank you to Chris D for sending it along. From Joe Rogan's show. And one of the things about Diddy has been all of the talk about the guests at his parties and shit like that. And people's names have come up that have been at the parties. All right, so this is Aaron Rodgers joined Rogan on his show. And Aaron Rodgers called out LeBron James for being at Diddy parties. Now, I hate Aaron Rodgers, and I've seen a little bit of this clip, but I've got a I've got an opinion that's probably might catch you off guard about this whole having going to Diddy's parties.
You know, how many guys were on video saying, "Ain't no party like a Diddy party"? How many people like openly LeBron. Talked about being there?
LeBron?
Yeah, how about Ashton Kutcher? All these people, like you guys.
Okay, and this is what I'm getting at. Everybody's name keeps coming up: Ashton Kutcher, Aaron Rodgers throwing LeBron under the bus.
It's all went. You didn't see nothing. You didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay. Donnell Rawlings, who's actually been in this house, Donnell Rawlings, when he was doing comedy. He promoted his comedy event at Back Alley Comedy Club, and he visited me here. Donnell's a pal of Rogan.
Donnell went? Yeah. Did he?
Of course he did.
He's on TV, Donnell, like, trying to defend himself.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is he trying to defend himself right now?
It's pretty funny.
I got to call him up. I think there's so many fucking powerful people that are on those lists.
Okay. I don't believe that those people went to those parties thinking that people were going to be raped and trafficked. I think that they went to those parties thinking that it was going to be a crazy ass scene with people openly having sex, visible for people to see. And maybe they even have sex, but I don't believe for a second that these people go there with, "Hey, you want to go watch some people get raped?" So any of these assholes who are throwing these people under the bus, I think they got to be very, very careful with what they do and how they approach it, because they're framing it like they were all complicit to rape.
There's so many powerful people that went and partied. Air quotes, partied. And how many of them went to the Diddy parties? Have you been paying attention to the trial?
Oh, yeah.
Trials. Wild. Wild.
Why don't they air it the same way they aired the coverage that, you know, Johnny Depp got?
Okay. See, Aaron's always, he's always floating these ideas and thoughts.
I know. Why don't they? I don't know. They should. The ratings would be amazing.
Unreal.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Why wouldn't you air that?
What's going to happen, though, you think?
Well, Diddy's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. I think he's probably going to get
hit up.
Think
he's insane, though?
I don't know. I don't even think it matters. I mean, it's a lot of it is.
But then it's just another Epstein. It's another Ghislaine Maxwell, where somebody gets indicted and nobody else indicted for trafficking kids to. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No one.
Right. What is the next crazy thing that's going to explode in the news? Is Bill Clinton's going to have an OnlyFans? Like,
I still hate Aaron Rodgers. Rebecca says, weren't a lot of those parties clean until a certain point, and then a select few were invited to stay for the after party? I don't know enough about the parties, just that Diddy is a trash human. Man Bun Chris says, it sounds like a Zaniac Zoom. Man Bun Chris says, Kirby Joseph misses A-Rod. I don't know what that means. Jeremy says, I'll take the fraud bus. My offer of $37.75 cash belly button lint is a standing offer. Hey, nobody talk about the fraud bus outside of this show. Man Bun Chris says, get the fraud bus out of your hands. David says, whatever it takes to dump it. Oh, I get it. Kirby Joseph misses A-Rod. He threw like three picks to him last season in Green Bay. No team has picked up Aaron Rodgers yet. I think they realize, yeah, I mean, sure, he might have something in the tank, but he's a psychopath. And everybody hates him. Everybody hates his guts. So I don't know if that's a good thing for anybody. I'm so not ready for football season right now. I'm so glad. Well, we're not close enough yet. You know, I don't get into any of that shit. It drives me crazy. The only time I like talking about the Lions is when everything else is shit. When there's nothing else worth talking about. Fortunately, the Tigers are pretty good, which I got to mention this. The Tigers have a pitcher named Tarek Skubal. And he won the Cy Young last year. Now, if you don't know anything about sports, you know anything about, it doesn't matter. This is still impressive. This is fantastic. And he pitched a game against Cleveland the other day. And he went the distance from the first inning to the ninth. A complete game shutout. Cleveland didn't score any runs, and they only got two hits. And Skubal struck out 13 batters. Okay, now there's 27 outs in a game. 13 of them were strikeouts. That's the first time in the history of the league that a pitcher has thrown a complete game shutout under 100 pitches and struck out that many batters. When you go a complete game shutout under 100 pitches, that's called a Maddox, in honor of Greg Maddox, who used to do that shit all the time, the fucking legend. Skubal does that. And I think you need to really break down the numbers to get an appreciation. So that means he averaged 10.44 pitches per inning for a nine-inning game. 10.44 pitches in inning. Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, it's gumdrop time. Not gumdrop, cough drop time. I just felt a little fire in there, and I got to put it out. I haven't had one of these in a week. And this is the second to last one. This is the last one right here, and that's it. All right. I broke down the news to the staff at the radio station. You know, they kind of like... all right, do you have anything? No, do you? Hang on, I got to sneeze. These things make me sneeze. It was a no Newport weekend, by the way. You don't want to be sucking on Newports in the presence of Pooh Bear. Yes, the temptation is there because you're up north, you know. You're sitting by the fires. You need something to do. But There was a moment when I needed a lighter out of the drawer to go start the fire. So I went and I grabbed the lighter, and she goes, "What's that for? Your smokes?" And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Shut up." Anyway, where was I? What was I talking about? I don't remember what I was talking about. What was I talking about? No Nupo weekend, smoking to light a fire. Football sucks to talk about. I don't remember. No, none of those. Up to camp. No, what? Yeah, ridiculous. That's my brain. That's my brain. Legendary. I was going to talk about something. It's gone. Long gone, never to be back. There was a incident that we need to discuss in Liverpool. It was a celebration then marred by tragedy as the fans in Liverpool were in the street celebrating a soccer championship. I think it's known as the Premier League. And the folks in Liverpool, their team just won the fucking thing. And then all of a sudden, some guy starts plowing into the partiers in the street with his car.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
Man Bun Chris, the general manager of the Michigan Rangers, says, yep, that's right, the Premier League, a step below the NPSL, which is who the Michigan Rangers play in. That's exactly right. Well, some dude, I don't know what the fuck was going on here. He decided he wanted to, I can't even tell if this is intentional. He started smashing into people. This is kind of tough to watch, but I wish they had a better angle. Okay, here's the car. Now you're going to see people get hit.
Oh, it's a bit bonuses.
These people are speaking British, so I don't understand.
Oh, it's a bit bonuses. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Punch
Who's
you
that? What the fuck?
He's out of him.
What the fuck?
What the fuck's going on there?
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Oh, nah, he's dead.
That's funny, me videoing that.
No, he's just killed a few people, you know.
Okay, I don't know what's more amazing and horrible, the accident or how these filthy Liverpoolians speak.
Oh, it's a bit bonuses. Holy shit!
Oh my God!
His emphasis. Holy shit! He inflects weird. Holy shit! What the fuck?
What?
Put
Who's
you
that?
Head.
What the fuck?
He's out of him.
What the fuck?
What the fuck's going on there?
Oh my God, what?
These people talking make this horrible act hilarious.
What the fuck?
Nah,
oh my
he's
God,
dead,
that's
him.
Funny, me videoing that.
No, he's just killed a few people, you know.
Nobody died, at least yet. There were a lot of injuries in this catastrophe. I think like north of like 40. Tofa says you might as well play the Benny Hill music. Alan says the pigs talking are worse than the murder. Rebecca says, is this language our version of an Appalachian or Appalachian accent? Chris says, he says a word I don't know, S-C-O-U-S-E. Is that Scouse? Scouse accent? Chris says they sound Scottish. I've never seen the word Scouse before. Can you add some definition to that? I don't know what the fuck that is. Man Bun Chris adds, it sounds like the PA booth at Rangers games. Liverpool accent is called Scouse. Bob adds, these are British hard-living liners. It might be. My God. Well, anyway, let's see. A little bit more on this incident. It's a 53-year-old dude arrested on suspicion of attempted murder and dangerous driving offenses. My God. This means like the two British soccer things that I'm most interested in are this incident and the Hillsborough disaster. Good times. What is it with soccer? Like this one. Chris sent this along because he follows all things soccer. This happened in the U.S. The caption reads, does anyone feel safe going to a San Diego FC game? You know, and what I notice about this fight, see this guy right here in the tan shorts? He's like away from the fight. And watch this son of a bitch. He realizes he's got a spot to take a sucker punch. He just waits his turn. Now he's getting closer, creeps in, wanders over here. Oh yeah, I'll just punch him in the head.
Hey, we don't fuck around over here.
Seems like the only respectable soccer that I've ever witnessed has been at the Michigan Rangers games. Which, by the way, I saw footage yesterday. Chris says the caption is actually a typo. That's at Davenport when people find out EZ can't come to the game. Oh, that's not nonsense. Josh does a great job. At the Davenport game over the weekend, one of the fans was drunk, screaming at the refs, which is what we've been waiting for. They have two fields you can watch the game at. There's the big field and then the little one. Now, I haven't not... Well, the field's the same size, but the stands are smaller. And the smaller one is where you go. A larger concentration of fans. I should say more compact. It provides for better heckling. And Chris, is the game Saturday at the little field? You got to go to these things. It's going to cost you $12 to get in. That's not bad. You go there, and what you do is you scream at the refs. Because that's what they were doing. Good times. Jeremy says, wait, is soccer secretly an HLL sport? Well, yeah, that's what a lot of people aren't aware of. Soccer is for poor people. Because all you need is a ball. You know? Like with hockey, it's expensive to play hockey. That's why most people who play hockey aren't like shithead losers like soccer people are. Rebecca says, I'd go to a Rangers game. Yeah, why don't you get your best boy toy there and head over there? I'll, like, shout you out from the PA booth. Saturday, we can hang out. I'll see you. You'll see me. We'll get a have a great time. And you guys can go whatever it is you do. Rangers games are fun. All right. I want to get to this clip of this story about this guy, this firefighter in New Jersey. Found out that his wife was cheating on her. Wait a minute. He found out that his wife was cheating on him. And she had a birthday party. And he got on the mic to, like, wish her a happy birthday. But he actually exposed the affair in a viral video in front of all of their friends and family. Okay, so they've been married for a period of time. And then this is rough. I kind of hated watching this. So she cheated on him. And a lot of people thought, well, maybe this is fake. Well, I don't know that it is, because the guy who is accusing the wife of cheating on him, the story came out after the fact, a couple weeks later, that he actually did file for divorce. So this is how he did it.
Get her a little something, right? A happy wife, happy life, bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You got something for you.
Okay, so nobody is aware up to
get
this
point. Get her a little something, right? A happy wife, happy life, bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You got something for you. It's funny, last time I did this, I was wearing this same shirt and my Uncle Sonny's cufflinks. Pretty ironic.
Okay, now nobody has any idea that anything bad is happening. They're just like, oh, this is adorable. This is so nice. Yeah. He wants her to take her ring off or something.
I was trying to be nice. I tried to be nice. Nah. Just this one.
You want to? Where it is? It's pretty. It was beautiful. Pretty good for a fireman, right? At that time, but
he's a fireman. He said, "Pretty good for a fireman."
Hey, come on.
Gives her a big aggressive kiss.
Yeah, I fucking know everything. That's right, bitch. I know everything. I didn't see his skinny little pale thing. I wasn't in.
What?
I know about all the Plan B pills you had to take, you filthy fucking cunt.
What is happening?
Fuck you. I fucking know, bitch. That's right. I fucking know everything. Don't act
what?
Like you don't fucking know.
What?
I fucking hate you. I fucking I never hate anyone like that. I fucking hate you. I hate you for what you did to me, the betrayal. I hate you for what you did to my children.
They have kids together.
You know exactly who it is. You know exactly who it was. Bitch, don't make me fucking show everybody.
What's happening?
He said, bitch, don't make me show everybody.
I know everything.
I don't know.
Uncle
Betty.
I hear what you did to my children, the life you fucking stole from them.
You want
your children? I'll show them everything.
You
sure you want that? I don't think you fucking do.
Please,
you know
please,
please
open another
door.
Are we sure? What the fuck is
that?
Of course
he's.
No.
Fuck you. I don't give a fuck.
Wow. Okay. Oh. Tyler says, show us. Chris says, awkward. David says, this is great. Chris says, get up to the open bar quick before this ends. Tofa says, I want to see more. My God. Okay. I don't know. I kind of felt like that was too much. You know, I think if you're going to do that, you got to actually show it. I mean, if you're going to go He should have started by showing it. You got to start with that. Hey, guys, it's so-and-so's birthday. And, hey, I got a surprise. Here you go. If you've got the evidence, if you're going to go that route, you can't go 65% in. Firefighter exposes wife's alleged infidelity during family-filled birthday celebration. That's not really telling us anything. But yeah, you know, he had had it. He had now files for divorce. It was the 40th birthday celebration. To lay bare his wife's alleged philandering, he's officially filed for divorce. Nick Galante had his wife of 3+ years, Samantha Eggis, serve with divorce papers May 17th. His decision to end his marriage comes weeks after he confronted the 33-year-old mother of his two kids during his crowded celebration earlier this month. Nick is ready to move on and put this entire chapter of his life behind him, said one of the two-time husband's close friends. The trust there is lost, which is sad for their two kids. Frankly, I can't really blame him for pursuing the divorce because he's still fairly young. Jaw-dropping. I don't know if I'd have done the video. I think that's... I mean, if you are going to do it, you want to do it the way I said. But I think if you want to get down to it, I mean, if he's serious about protecting the kids, you can't do it like that. I mean, this has gone around the world 5 fucking times. I think that's going to fuck up the kids to some degree, you know? I don't think he's thinking this through. This is... Okay, here's the happy couple. One of the things I noticed is she's a face changer. Because they look great right here, but watch this. She's totally a face changer. Look at the amount of makeup. My God. That is bad. That's why he should have divorced her. I would prefer this here, like the no makeup face, 1,000,000 times. What is wrong with people that makes them want to do this? That is ridiculous. She looks like she's getting ready to climb out of a fucking TV. Some of you might get that reference. You don't confront your wife in front of every person you know unless you're certain in your heart that you're done with her. Wow, that's crazy. I think if the guy, Alan says she looks like a Sims character. If the guy does that to her, that was so aggressive that I support the chick. Okay, he's probably been an abusive cocksucker to her their entire relationship. Okay, and that's why she sought. She philandered, okay? He was probably a pile of shit to her, and that led to some type of infidelity. I guarantee you that is not the first time that he has talked to her that way. So I'm saying good for her, and glad you're out of that relationship. You're only 33 years old, but don't put on so much makeup. Topa says, I'll bet you're right. Yeah, I mean, seriously. If he just the way he talked to her, that I doubt that that's the first time that that's ever happened. We were talking about the soccer team. Jeremy writes to Chris, tell whoever is in charge of the website to make it more difficult to find the schedule. Nobody ever wants to know when the team plays. Please tell them to bury it deeper, possibly under a link that may say schedule. Chris writes, thanks for the feedback, Jeremy. Our website you're on is for our youth organization. We have a Facebook page, Michigan Rangers NPSL, that has all relevant information. Don't get the need for snark, but I guess that's what Twitch chat is for. You pissed him off. That's rare. I didn't know that that was possible. You have annoyed Chris. Man Bun Chris. And I don't want to live in a world where Man Bun Chris gets annoyed. Way to go, Jeremy, you fucking soon-to-be not-at-all-fat fuck. You stupid cock. Way to go. You pissed him off. All right. I got to cut this short because I got to go let Jackie's dog out. I promised her I'd be there by 12:30. I'm already fucking late. Before I go, thank you, Kuiper Tree Care. Reach out to them, 616-828-8225. KuiperTreeCare.com, K-U-I-P-E-R, TreeCare.com. They'll help you with everything you need. There. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. They are on Chicago Drive on the south side of the street. Blue Facade in Jennison, right by 12th Avenue. You can reach out to them at 616-457-0500. Jennison Pool and Spa Depot. Get a dumpster from Dumpaholics. Buy a home through Adam Kasari. Get tickets to the races at Berlin Raceway. The asshole of the day has to be the guy that we just heard from. The asshole fireman who, I'm glad his wife cheated on him, that son of a bitch. Poor thing. Anyway, that is your asshole of the day. Folks, as always, I appreciate you so much for being here. Chris says, LOL, no, I'm all good. The website is for our 50 youth teams. Soccer world is confusing. Tyler says, asshole of the day. Asshole who cussed out his cheating bitch wife, maybe. Yeah, I actually support the cheating. I hope everybody was in on it. Asshole. Fucking A. What a fucking loser. Psychopath. All right. That's it for me. Thank you again. It's good to be back. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll talk to you on the Patreon. But it won't be until after my show with Christian today. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.